and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guests are the founders of the Good News Church in Moscow, Russia, Rick and Denise Renner. Our co-host today is Mondo De La Vega. And I'm Tammy Sue Baker, and now, direct from Grace Street at Morningside, USA, here's your hosts, Pastors Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue. Welcome, everyone, to our show today. And we have two of our dearest friends on the show today, Rick and Denise Renner, all the way from Moscow. Welcome.
Thank you, Brother Jim.
Oh, I love you guys. I love you so much.
I love you.
Here, I'll help you.
And we were going to take a trip together, and I don't know what happened.
COVID
happened to all of us.
To the world.
It kind of closed a lot of things down, right?
It sure did.
But, we were going to go to, we were even going to go where Paul was on Patmos.
And we were going to go to Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, all those cities.
The trip of my lifetime. And have you teach at the same time? That would have been amazing.
Not a better
Thank you,
teacher.
Brother John. I want to say we're so honored to be with you. We love the two of you so much.
I want to say welcome home, but I know your home is Moscow now.
Yeah, we are foreigners in this land. And in fact, since we last saw you, Denise and I have become Russian citizens.
You have?
Yeah, so we're now dual citizens.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Isn't that something?
And you're
not a lot of Americans becoming Russian citizens, right?
No.
But we are, and we're
God
very
has
thankful.
Given you favor in Russia, has given you a blessing, and you built an amazing church there.
Thank you.
And you're building new buildings all the time.
We are.
How are your buildings coming, by the
way? They're coming along good.
Oh, is this your sanctuary now?
Yeah, that's our Moscow building. Isn't that beautiful?
It's gorgeous.
Thank you. That's our youth ministry.
People don't understand that you preach the gospel in Russia, and they don't mind.
No, in fact, to be honest, I know a lot of people today don't like what's going on in Russia, but if you live there and you see what's happening behind the scenes, there are godly, godly people in government, and I am so proud of them. They love the Word of God. They stand for Christian ethics. It's just shocking how biblically based they are.
Do you preach born-again salvation?
Absolutely.
That Jesus is the Savior, that He died on the cross?
Well, actually, I don't know anything else to preach.
Well, I know you do, but I have to interview you. So, but what thrills me that you are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Absolutely
and
not.
And people love you in Russia. And you could see that church there itself. And you're building new studios everywhere.
I wish I could show you the new studio.
Ah.
It is fabulous. And who would have imagined that from Moscow, the gospel would be going to the ends of the earth?
And you started a TV network in Russia.
We became the owners of the largest satellite Russian-speaking channel in the world.
Incredible.
And we're 24 hours a day, 83 nations of the world.
24 hours
24
a
hours
day.
A day. You know what it's like to start a network.
Oh, my God. That's my life. My whole life. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. We're honored. Denise and I are very honored that God would use us.
Well, I can go to heaven happy.
Well, please don't go too soon.
No,
we need you here.
No.
We want
I'm trying
here.
To stay until the rapture, but I don't know. It's up to Jesus. I'll go when He wants me to go. Amen. I got so much I want to talk about your church and your kids. How are your kids
Love
all
your
doing?
Kids.
They're doing great.
They are doing great.
They're all involved in the ministry.
What did they do in your ministry?
Our oldest son is now the pastor of the Moscow Good News Church. I'm the bishop of all of our churches, but Paul's leading the church. Philip has his own ministry, travels in America.
He's been here on our show.
Philip's been on the show.
Yes, we love him.
He's
Philip's
a singer,
been everywhere.
Right?
He's amazing. Yeah.
You know, he was just in San Francisco and went on the streets, all over the streets, in the worst parts, and preaching the gospel.
Oh.
And I think more than 60 people got born again.
Praise
in
God.
All those settings.
Thank you, Lord.
I mean, really bad settings.
Yeah, real bad. Definitely stuff.
And then our youngest son is the CEO of our ministry, and he is just amazing. Just amazing.
And when Denise was here last, we met your daughter.
One of my daughters is CEO of our ministry, and Mondo. two of my kids. I don't know what I would do without my kids. I don't know what you would do without your kids are such a stable foundation of your ministry.
Well, that doesn't happen by accident. If you want good fruit in your kids, you got to put the right thing into your kids.
Yeah. That's right.
And the very fact that you all are surrounded by such good fruit means you did something right. Mm. So thank you for what you did for your kids.
Mm. Did you ever have, this is a terrible question, but did you ever have any problems raising children? You were in Russia. You were in a foreign land.
Oh, boy.
Brother Jim
Baker.
Brother Jim.
Honestly.
Now, I'm just going to tell you the truth. And Denise, you can jump in here. But the best thing that ever happened to our family was when we moved our kids out of the United States.
Mm.
Our kids grew up in the Book of Acts. They saw the dead raised. They saw the church established. Everything that happened in the Book of Acts, our kids experience. And it's interesting that our relatives would say to us back in those days, well, your kids don't ever get to see American movies, and your kids don't get to go to the mall. No, but our kids saw the dead raised, and our kids saw the church established and a TV network established. Our sons only profited. And sometimes parents say, well, I'm just afraid that if I do what the Lord's telling me to do, that my kids will suffer. Your kids will never suffer if you do what God's telling you what to do.
That's right.
You're giving them the adventure of a lifetime and teaching them faith.
Yes.
It's exciting.
Your show is on our network.
It is, and I want to say thank you for that.
The PTL Voice of the Prophets.
Thank you.
On Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. And 5 p.m.
Thank you.
Wow. You're on every day, twice a day. Is that right?
That is correct.
But, of course, you can always go just on
demand, watch anything. You can go on demand, ptlnetwork.com, or you can download our free app, PTL Network app, for free, and you can watch the Renners anytime
of the day.
Thank you.
Network is such a miracle. I had a stroke, and while I was in bed with the stroke, my daughter, who's working behind the scene right now, came, brought me the papers, and said, Dad, do you still want to go on the air with this? With the Prophet Network. And I said, oh, yes. That means not Prophet. It's non-profit, but it's the voice,
the voice of the prophets.
And so your show's on every day, Monday through Friday, at 8 a.m. in the morning and 5 in the afternoon. So no matter what, they can get you on those. And it's on in New York City. It's on in
Albuquerque,
Los Angeles,
Pennsylvania,
all the major cities. It's a great network.
And Brother Jim, I just want to say to your viewers, it takes a lot of money to do a TV network. I know because we do it. And anything you can do financially to help this ministry will make a difference. They need you. When they call you a partner, they literally mean you are a partner. You know, you can have a car, but if there's no fuel in the tank, you can't go anywhere. And when you become a partner, you put fuel in the tank so that the voice of the prophets can go to the end of the earth. And I just want to say thank you to you, Jim, and to Lori, and to your whole team, because we understand you got to stand in faith every single day for what you do.
Every day.
And we want to say thank you for what you do and encourage your friends.
And you know, one way that they can help us, and Mondo, so you can help me with this real quick, is that you can help by, and thank you. I mean, this is from your heart.
It is from my heart.
Speaking to our partners, that we have the PTL Club.
That's right. We have PTL Club, and you can join by just becoming a member by calling the number on your screen right now. That number is 1-888-988-1588, and you can start by doing $1 a day. That's $30 a month. Or you can do $50 a month, or you can donate $100 a month. And the monthlies is really what keeps us going and what, you know, keeps us on the air. And so we really do need your help today. And Mondo, there's all kinds of exclusive things that when they join PTL Club that you can watch. You can watch Pastor Jim's Fireside Talks, which I think are incredible. Dad just did one the other day. We have PTL Club Kids, which is amazing. That's all my little nieces and nephews. and all kinds of behind-the-scenes, you know, exclusive footage that's happening right
now.
Yeah,
Mondo's capturing a lot of behind-the-scenes. I even watched some last night. I was like, wow, I've been
stuff that's never going to be on television.
Yeah,
people you're going to meet behind the scenes, and actually, we were behind the scenes in the makeup.
Yeah,
room.
He was capturing us having our makeup put on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's really behind the scenes. Sees, you know,
but you know, it's real conversations that I know you're going to enjoy. Conversations that we don't get to talk about here on the set, but they're conversations that personal conversations at times, and conversations that I know that they're going to bless you. Storytelling of how things come together and the catching up of friendship. But one of the best things is that they have a word for you. That's what I love about behind the scenes, is that this is not produced. I'm not giving them, you know, ideas of what to talk about. This is just straight from the heart, from you to our viewers, to our partners. I urge you to become a member today. You don't want to miss one word. One of my other favorite things is catching up with the news. Biblical perspective through the news is one of the things that is going to help you understand what we're going through at this time, mm-hmm. understanding the season and the times that we're going through right now. Mm-hmm. And I love how you spent over 30 minutes, Pastor Jim, spent time with you just talking about the headlines right now.
Have you posted my new news yet?
I sure did, boss.
Because I said stuff that I was almost taken off the air mm-hmm. when I tried to say it, but I was able to say the whole thing on that. Particularly behind the scenes, but I want you to be able to see that and hear it. So when you join the club, you'll get the code.
It's so important you have a different perspective of the news, because the news is filled with propaganda.
That's absolutely.
It's just filled with propaganda.
Filled with it.
We just do the news with revelation.
That's right.
But I was going to ask Denise about this book. What do you think of this book?
Oh. Well, Jim, I lived that book.
I know.
You sure did.
Because it is your story. You're a faith-filled journey to the ends of the earth.
Unlikely.
It's called Unlikely. This is an amazing book.
And look at those stickers you've got in your book.
I'm supposed to go to those to talk to you about each page. That
okay.
There's no way we could ever cover it. I'm not kidding. This is the most amazing read. It's not just enjoyable about your life story, Rick and Denise, but it's there's so much teaching in it as you go. And then there's the most beautiful pictures. Beautiful. How many pages?
90 pages.
90 pages of beautiful
color
pictures. Color pictures. That capture all these different stories of Rick and Denise's life. And so when you start it, you just can't even... You just, it's going to be the greatest, let's just say maybe the greatest winter read. It's right now we're offering it during this time. You could take your time reading it and enjoy it. And I love learning from Rick and Denise Renner all the time.
Thank you.
I really do. I could just sit at your feet. Well, I kind of do when I watch you on TV. But I'm just like, yeah, but I mean, there's so much. Like, look, see, I have everything highlighted. And I go, me here, the possible. But Unlikely is the really... the title of this book, God called you, and you felt like you were most unlikely.
We were.
Yes.
Both of us were. And the reason we wrote this book, now, I'm young, and so the last page of that book says, to be continued.
I do. I love that. I love that.
But the reason we wrote it now is mm-hmm. because a lot of the people that we wanted to interview were getting older.
Yeah.
And we didn't, like my mother has died.
Right.
I wanted my mother's testimony in this book.
Yeah.
And a lot of old senior Russian leaders, we needed to know what they had to say about all these stories.
Right.
So we did 1,500 pages of interviews and put it all in this book.
Amazing.
And this really is about the events we saw in our lives getting ready for ministry mm-hmm. and what we experienced after the collapse of the Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm.
Our view is different because we were there. We
That's
lived
right.
it. You we did. Lived everything with the people. Mm-hmm. And again, we saw the dead raised. And the miracles just continue. But Brother Jim, it's unlikely, because Denise and I would have never dreamed that two kids from little towns in Oklahoma would move their family to one of the biggest cities in the world where God's really given us a significant voice. It's just unlikely.
Yeah. I think it's so encouraging.
But you have a voice to the world.
It's encouraging, that's right.
Well, thank
you.
Not
just Moscow, but you have a voice to the world.
But that's unlikely. I mean, who would have thought that from Russia, we would have a network that's reaching the ends of the earth when Russia was a communist, atheistic nation.
Right.
The whole thing is unlikely.
Yeah.
And the thing that I want people to understand is everybody feels like they're unlikely.
That's true.
But that's who God chooses.
Oh, yeah.
That's who he gets glory through.
That's right.
And when he shows up in the life of somebody who never dreamed they could do what they were doing, look at you. Who gets the glory? God gets the glory.
I think about that little boy with the five loaves and the two fish.
Yes.
I mean, he didn't know when he woke up that morning mm-hmm. that the little tiny bit that he had mm-hmm. was going to be given out to the multitude. Mm-hmm. But it's so unlikely that we can give the little that we have.
Yes.
But when it gets into his hands,
yes,
it becomes very, 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 very large.
And there's something else about that little boy.
Powerful.
He was the only one who knew where all that food came from. When he was walking in that crowd, which was probably, if you put it all together, about 40,000 people, and they're all eating bread and fish, he was the only one who could say, this all came from what I started with.
You're right.
And that's the way we feel. When people don't understand how miraculous it is, and they don't understand how miraculous your story is. But we do, because we're the ones that started with just bread and crackers, crackers and fish.
So good.
And look what God has done. It's and that's what he'll do with anybody, even those who feel unlikely.
Oh,
yeah.
I want everybody to order your book today. And I'm going to designate, which I don't usually do, but because we have such a great need right now to keep our networks on the air, a special offering for our networks, and the proceeds of this book is going to go to a special SOS fund to save our stations for $50 mm-hmm. for the book, and that includes shipping.
That's correct.
And I'm going to tell you.
Well, that's a deal.
Shipping is about $10. So that includes that.
Wow.
Because this book is heavy. Believe me. I knew, as soon as I grabbed this book, I said, oh, my God. What is it going to cost to ship this book? You know, you have to think about everything when you're on television. But I want everyone, this book, it's filled with color pictures as well.
But it's excellent teaching.
Written so wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
This is your, if you say, well, it looks so big, well, it is big. How many pages is it?
I don't know.
Well, anyway.
I think it's about 1,000 pages.
I'd have to go back and see. But the thing is, there's just, I write in here. I mean, I'm just starting to, I'm highlighting, I'm writing, but this is just the very beginning. But you talk about, you know, in the first chapter, just the introduction, you have an unlikely story, too. That's how Rick starts this book out. So that's why it is encouraging, Denise. It encourages to think that all of us are unlikely in the natural. But like you said, Denise, when God gets a hold of it, it's supernatural.
This one encouraged you. This one courage.
Oh, it
all the people who think, well, I can't do it. You can do all things through Christ.
Amen.
And this is a story. It says unlikely. How many feel sometimes that you're the unlikely ones? But God says, I want to bless you. I want to use the unlikely. And I want to send this to you. So I'm asking you to send that gift today for $50. And that includes shipping, but it is a heavy book. And you know what I like? About 1% of all my books are this size in my library. So that's not very many. But I have enough of them that I look smart. If you want people to think you're smart, get a few really big books at least.
Okay.
You know, well, and read them and then tell people, oh, yes, I've read that.
Yeah, uh-huh. Well, you're going to love this because it's your story.
And you know,
much teaching.
When many people write their autobiographies, they only tell the good things they want people to remember.
Right.
But in this book, we talk about everything we have experienced and what an unlikely event it is that we got through them all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And anybody can do what they're called to do. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what mountain you're looking at, mm-hmm. it will move.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mountains always look big because they're the ones you're looking at right now.
Yeah.
But if you turn around and remember your past, you faced a lot of mountains.
That's true.
And they all moved.
You show a picture in there.
So true.
Where a building was. It was blown out.
Yeah, it
and
was
you
blown
said,
up.
You said that's where we lived or something.
We lived near there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. So, we've experienced demonstrations,
so you've
revolutions,
been in, you've been,
changes of currency.
Been in war.
Bad airplanes. Everything.
Oh, yeah.
The airplanes. For that's real. Something that I read about in your book. Some of the airplanes were not real airworthy, were they?
Oh, no. I was on an airplane one time.
Oh, boy.
There was a goat on the plane with me.
Of course.
And now, this was in the early years. This
a
was
goat, like, this honey.
Was, a goat. You a said goat. Goat.
This was 30 years ago. And
thought
when I got in my plane, there was a hole in the fuselage.
Oh.
And I said to the flight attendant, there's a hole. What do you think she did? She gave me a blanket. She said, just stick it in the hole. I mean, it's just, it's unlikely that we have survived a lot of things.
That's right. When you look back.
When we look back. But you know what? Denise and I never had fear. We had fun doing everything.
Yeah.
You have to learn to roll with the punches.
You do.
And just laugh because punches happen.
They are. It's life. That's right.
And if you don't laugh, then you're going to get broken.
That's right.
And we've done a lot of laughing over the years.
Yeah.
Through it all.
Through it all.
We have.
Through it all.
In chapter 2 of Unlikely, your parents were told that you would not live through the end of the day.
That's right.
That's correct.
But your father had a stubborn faith.
Yes, he did.
I'm from Dutch background, so they used to say we're stubborn. But sometimes faith has to be stubborn. And your father had stubborn faith. Tell me about that. What did he do?
Well, my dad did not know he had faith, but it was like a gift of faith. Mm-hmm. And when I was born, they said, Mr. Renner, you have a son. Oh. He will not live to the morning. Because I was born so premature. Mm-hmm. And he just went out and gave cigars to everybody. He was a Baptist. He was a cigar-smoking Baptist. He said,
sorry,
I don't care
I'm
what...
I'm sorry to laugh, but...
He said, I don't care what that doctor said. We're going to smoke a cigar. I have a son. And I survived. That was unlikely.
Yeah, it was.
Wow. This is quite a story.
Oh, you just can't even believe it. It's amazing.
So your mother saw the call of God in your life,
She did. My mother probably had the greatest influence in my life, and I know that your mother had that in
she
your
did.
Life as
yes.
well.
She did.
My mother founded our partner care ministry in our ministry. I mean, she was really, it's interesting. In our denomination, women couldn't be in the ministry.
Yeah, ours too. Same thing.
And my mother had a call to be a pastor. But since she couldn't be in the ministry, she just pastored everything she met. And my mother taught me how to serve Jesus and how to serve people, and that there's nothing more important in the world than people.
That's right.
And my mother laid at my side every night and read the Word of God to me, and Denise's mother raised her in church. Both of us have wonderful parents, and they really cultivated the love of God. My mother put in me the love for the Word of God. I was a voracious student of the Bible before I was 10 years old.
Amazing.
And my mother put that in me. What an impact we can have on our children.
You wrote the amazing discoveries in the Greek and Hebrew books, the gems. Books.
Sparkling Gems, 1 and 2. They're almost this size. They're about a little, maybe a little small. They're about this size.
A little bit smaller.
I have them all right there on my study.
Best devotionals.
Yes,
in the world ever. And are they still selling? I mean, they still available out?
All over the world. In fact, Sparkling Gems number 2 just came out in Russian yesterday.
Oh, congratulations.
Those are amazing books. I'd recommend them to anyone.
They are.
Sparkling Gems number 1 I wrote in 60 days.
Oh.
I don't know how I did that.
That's really miraculous. It's
book.
Miraculous because you teach us so much.
Your brain is amazing.
It is.
You know, I was impacted by Oral Roberts.
Yes.
Billy Graham,
right.
Catherine Kuhlman, Kenneth Hagin, you. And when I was growing up, I found Derek Prince.
Yes.
And Derek Prince exegeted from the Greek New Testament. Mm-hmm. And when I heard Derek Prince do that, I was just 14 years old. I said, wow, that's what I want to do. And God put that in my heart. And I've given my life to the study of the Greek New Testament. And now I'm working on my own version. It's called the Renner Interpretive Version, and I mean, I want a copy of that. Jim, you are going to love it. It's going to have 100,000 footnotes.
Do you know, Mondo knows this, because I'm trying to teach Mondo to be a preacher, and he's doing pretty good, but
I'm not taking all credit, but you're doing a good job, Mondo.
Thank you.
Keep preaching. But if you don't have anything else, get a Hebrew Greek study Bible.
It will help.
If you study the original, oh, alive. Isn't that right?
It is.
And you do that every day on your TV show.
It's the only thing I
tape your show every day. Do you know that?
No, but thank you.
We tape your show every day.
Thank you, Brother
Jim. It's right on the top.
Thank you.
Every time we turn our TV on, there's a list of the shows for the day.
Wow, thank you.
All the way from Moscow.
Thank you.
It is amazing. You're amazing. And I don't mean to just pump you up here, but you've come all the way from Moscow today. I just feel like we ought to encourage you because
you are,
I believe, the number one writer of probably of books today in the world. And you are amazing. The gift of God. Your brain must be amazing.
Well, thank you.
You're going to leave it.
That's too big.
Are you
going
to leave
anyway.
It to science? I don't know. I say leave your brain to science. I don't know.
I am not smart. I just work really hard.
Nobody could
really hard.
That. How long did it take you to write this book here? Did you say?
Well, May 1st to December 31st. What is that? Maybe eight months.
It would take me eight years to write that big a book.
It was amazing.
Well, it's your story, but you teach through it though, through
Thank
the
you.
Whole. That's what's incredible because it's a page turner because you want to know what happened next. You know,
yeah, I mean, isn't it fun to read?
Oh, I love. Are you kidding? I loved it. And I mean,
you could read this all winter long.
Yeah, that's
this
yeah.
will be your winter read.
Yes,
right. This would be a Christmas gift to give to somebody. Oh
yes.
My Lord,
yes.
What a gift to give to somebody. They it's something they won't have. We know that for sure. It is. So order yours right now.
I love it.
And get a couple of them. Get a couple of them. Three of the $50 books for $135. That's a good buy, don't you think?
Absolutely.
And that includes the shipping.
But, you know, I saw in your notes for the program.
Yes.
The question about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I love that.
I have to bring that up.
We got to talk about it. Like, let's go. Let's talk about it.
Well, Denise and I both kind of felt like misfits when we were growing up, both of us. But when I was a child, my father wanted a baseball player. Well, actually, he wanted to be a professional baseball player. Yes. Since he wasn't, he wanted me to be the baseball player.
Of course.
And I hated every kind of ball.
Just like Jim.
Like a football. Basketball. Why do guys run around in a stinky, sweating room throwing a ball through a hoop? Just made no sense to me.
Oh, honey.
And as a child, I liked museums. I liked the symphony. And I was so out of place.
I do, too.
And everybody thought I was weird. And I remember the first time I was watching the old version with Burl Ives.
Yes.
Of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah, remember that.
And there he was, a misfit.
Yeah.
I was just a child. And when I watched that old black and white film, I remember looking at it thinking, I belong on the island of misfit toys. I really thought that as a child because I felt like such a misfit. And, you know, the devil could have used that to tell me there was something wrong with me.
Sure.
And then I had a teacher in the ninth grade who didn't like me.
I know.
She called me stupid. She changed my name.
I read that. I was going crazy as I was reading that.
Every day when she called the roll, her name was Miss Sparks.
I know.
She would go through everybody else's name. She would come to me and she would say, stupid Renner.
Literally.
And I said, here, every day.
Every day.
No.
If I raised my hand, she would say, stupid. It was like the devil was just assaulting me, telling I mean, you're never going to be anybody. You're a misfit. There's something inherently wrong with you. You're not like other people. And you know what? It's okay not to be like other people.
That's right.
But what really saved me was I was baptized in the Holy Ghost.
Praise.
And when I got baptized in the Spirit, bam, all those feelings of being less than others just fell off of me. I'm telling you, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is so important.
It is. I agree.
Well, Mrs. Sparks.
Mrs. Sparks. I loved her, even though she called me stupid.
She literally changed us. Well, I don't need to tell your story. Literally, though, I mean, when I was reading, I was like, I can't believe this teacher did this to him.
Teachers have such an effect on people.
And, you know, the same year she was calling me stupid, I met with job placement counselors. That was brand new back in those days.
Sure. And we're about the same age, so I remember.
And so I met with two of them, and they said, Ricky,
oh, yeah, could they
we don't want to hurt your feelings, but we believe you should never try to go to higher education. You should not go to the college or to the university because mentally you don't have what's needed for that. And we don't want to hurt you, but we think that you should, like, think about digging ditches or maybe laying electrical lines in the roads. Well, we need dig ditchers.
Sure.
And we need people to do those things.
Absolutely.
But it was like the devil was just trying to slap me, trying to stop me before I got started.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? I'm not stupid.
No.
I'm not stupid.
You're actually brilliant.
But the devil was after me.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's what he does to people. He tries to derail them before they get started.
That's so powerful. That's so important.
And that helps
because
me help others.
People who are used of God, the enemy is always trying to discourage you.
Yeah.
Always tried to knock you down. My grandpa always said, the devil's so mean, he knocks you down, and then he kicks you for falling.
Mm. That's true.
You know, that's what the devil does to us.
That's right.
You had an aunt, Matilda, is it?
Melita.
Melita.
Oh, I love this story.
She talked to you about the Holy Spirit.
Walked into her house one day. We were Baptist to the core.
Yeah, so were we. Yeah. I get you.
And we thought people who spoke in tongues were like psychologically
deranged.
Yeah,
when you said that, I'm like, me too. I'm writing in there, me too. I understand. I was born and raised.
Well, I walked into her house one day when I was 14, and she was listening to a reel-to-reel tape. That's how long ago this was. And it was Kenneth Hagin. He began to speak in tongues. And I thought, that's it. That is tongues. And you know what? It didn't scare me. It hooked me. It just put such a hook in my heart, and I began to ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
And Melita really began to answer all my questions.
Mm.
And she led me into the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
Because she had it on in her home.
Did the Holy Spirit illuminate your brain then, do you think?
He did. And do you know, the Bible tells us in Peter that we need to be ready to answer every man when they ask us.
Right.
Why we believe what we believe. Well, Melita answered all my questions.
Mm-hmm.
And all these years when I've been writing books, that's impacted me, that I want to answer questions for people. I want to help them like she helped me.
Yes. Thank God for her.
Amen.
Who are some of your heroes of faith?
Well, Oral Roberts. And later, Oral ended up being our neighbor. He just lived two houses from us.
You're kidding.
Yes.
Oral was so good to me.
We love.
He saved my life several times.
Well, Oral Roberts was amazing. Amazing. But Kenneth Hagin also had a big impact.
That's Oral Roberts.
Yes.
People don't know that. But he would say, well, I don't really care for any dessert or something. And he would eat yours. He'd eat all. Yeah, he'd eat
all. That's what Mom always did. Remember that? She was the same way.
I loved Catherine Kuhlman.
Yeah.
I went to every Catherine Kuhlman meeting I could get to.
And you talked
one of a kind.
Her.
One of a kind.
There's nobody currently ministering like Catherine Kuhlman. Nobody.
Mm.
She really was one of a kind.
I got to be with her quite often, and it was amazing.
Mm.
Name some more. Again, any more people?
Well, Derek Prince. I've already mentioned Derek Prince. I loved, back in those days, it was called the Fort Lauderdale Five.
Oh, that's right.
I remember.
Tom Basham, Vern Baxter, all that group. That was a teaching gift.
Yeah.
Those guys had teaching gifts.
Yes.
And that was feeding me. So those are the people that really impacted me.
You talk about
Denise, too.
Denise, how was he disobedient to God about marrying you? Did you?
Oh.
That story.
Want to get into that?
Yeah, let's go.
It landed you in the hospital, according to the book. So.
It's true.
Well, he proposed to me the first time, and then he called me about 2 weeks later, and I'm taking that back. Just forget that. And so for the next 2 years, he would leave notes on my car. He'd call me. And I would think, this is the weirdest guy I've ever seen in my life. And I don't get this at all. So 2 years went by, and then he called me and said, I'm driving 600 miles out of my way to come and see you. Will you have breakfast with me?
Okay.
So, and we're sitting there at breakfast, and
And he tells me how wrong he was. And he says he wants me to be his wife. He wants to love me like Christ loved the church. I mean, it's such an amazing proposal. Yeah. I'm sitting there bawling in my eggs. And then he says, if it takes you 2 years to answer me,
come around.
I understand. And so... I'm telling you, we were so spiritual. So this was my answer. I can't believe I said it. I said, Rick, if we were just spirits, I would marry you tomorrow. If we're just spirits. Yeah. But we didn't know each other at all. And all we had was a word from God. But lining up the soul and the emotions and everything else
right.
was taking a while. So that was the second proposal, he took that back.
Okay, let's stop just for a second. After that first proposal, I began to teach my first public Bible study.
Oh, that's right.
Now, I was embarrassed that I proposed to Denise, took it back. I was like, I don't want to get married. Why did I do that? I mean, I was young. I was 18 years old. So I decided I was going to launch out my ministry. So I prepared, advertised, rented a room at the university. One person showed up. Guess who it was? Denise. I was like, why did she show up? And at the end of the first lesson, I said, this will be our last meeting.
And I said, why? I came.
I said, nobody came. She said, I came.
And of course, I was just mesmerized by his teaching.
You know? Yeah.
He taught out of 2 Peter chapter 1.
Second Peter.
And I still remember it. And it was the word for grace and for mercy. And there's a prefix on that word that means it's unending. Mm. That grace is unending and mercy is unending. And so... I was like, grace and mercy unending, coming on me all the time. Grace and mercy, grace and
Amen.
Mercy, grace and
it
mercy.
Is.
And I was listening to that, and I was ready to go out and win people to Jesus.
Yeah.
And then he says, that's the last study we're going to have.
She says, why? I said, because no one showed up. She said, well, I showed up, and I thought, you're the one I did not want to show up.
No! No.
In his heart, he's like, oh, great.
But then I proposed a second time.
The second time. And then he
and
took
that. And I canceled that one.
Then he took that one back. And then he got deathly sick.
I did. I got really sick.
Is that why you got sick?
I got so sick that I woke up in the middle of the night. I rarely tell this. But I had a little dog, a little Yorkie. Mm-hmm. And the Yorkie started barking and barking and barking in the middle of the night. And I sat up to see what the dog was barking at. And stepping out of the shadows, right to the foot of my bed was a hooded figure. It was death.
Ah.
Well, I didn't know, but that night I came down with a tropical fever that I contracted at Fort Chaffee. Remember back whenever Castro sent all the Cubans to the United States?
Yes, absolutely.
We were ministering to the Cubans, and I contracted a tropical fever that had the ability to kill me. When I got up the next morning, I looked like an old man. All the skin had come off the palms of my hands. And I was so sick that death came for me.
Oh, my.
And I was laying in the hospital. That's all in the book.
Yeah, it's all in here.
Get this book.
And
oh,
I
my
said,
Lord,
why has this happened to me? He said, you opened the door because you didn't obey and married Denise Robertson. I picked up the phone in the hotel and called her.
Wow, Denise.
Yeah.
God really was on your side.
Well.
I hope so.
He began to pursue me really, really, really.
Now, how many boys do you have?
We have 3 boys.
Any girls?
And
no.
We have, no.
Three, they have 3
how
sons.
Many, how many sons? 3 sons?
3 sons.
And they're all in the
Russian
ministry. They're all working for God. They're
all of them. And 8 Russian grandchildren.
So children are a blessing from God.
Absolutely.
And children's so children has been are the
blessed
old people's
of God.
Absolutely, our marriage has been blessed.
You were just
of God.
Hard-headed, I guess.
I was afraid.
Mm.
I mean, the responsibility of marriage and taking care of somebody for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
was just hard for me to wrap my head around that. But after 3 tries, we got there.
Praise God.
Oh.
He proposed to me over the telephone. I was in Canada. He was in Tulsa. And he asked me to marry him. And I said, okay, I'd love to marry you. And he said, oh, good. I just told my mother. And so...
I can relate a little bit. Jim proposed to me over the phone, too. You were in Big Bear.
Well, I had to.
Oh, good.
Lori, that makes me feel better.
Stuck away from each other. I love this book. I want everybody to order your books right now.
Oh, you're going to love
and
it.
And get three of them at least. That's a good deal.
It's a great deal.
Who put that price on it? That's a pretty good
deal. Maricela put it together. And, well.
I mean, these are expensive books.
Yeah.
I mean, the retail on these books, you're getting them by the time you're paying what you're paying for that. This is below retail because you're getting the shipping for, we're paying for the shipping, which is
right.
$10 a book. So that's $30 just for that. So for, you're only paying really about $100 for the books, and you're getting three of these massive books. And what an impressive Christmas gift.
Yes.
This is something, this is, says I love you. This this says I really care about you. You can just say this is one of Jim Baker's favorite authors. This is something very special. You know this man. You probably watch him as much as I do on television. And I want you to read the book. This man is the great writer of our day.
Well, thank you.
And I want you to have
great teacher
the books right book, now. Order them right now.
This book is great for anyone who has struggled in their self-image, anybody who feels they're too small for the task, anybody who feels that they just can't possibly do what God's asked them to do.
Right.
Because our whole story is all of that.
Yeah.
We've done it all.
Yeah.
You can do anything that God asks you to do.
Yes. Mm. As long as you just say yes.
The key.
You just have to say yes. And
yes.
You two have just continually said yes, 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 and done it day by day by faith.
And, you know, it's still day by day.
It is, isn't it?
It's the walk of faith is daily, and believing to get through hurdles never stops, just never stops.
That's right.
But, hey, it's another testimony. Mm-hmm. Every day is another testimony. You guys know all about that.
Every day.
God is faithful.
He's faithful.
You write that Dr. Bennett, you know who I'm talking about?
Absolutely.
Gave you a warning, and it was not the time or place. How do you rebuke our fellow brothers or sisters in a godly way? That story.
Well, he probably did it in a godly way, but I was already offended.
Oh, my.
You know, offense opens a door for all kinds of bad things.
Yes, sir.
And I was offended with him. And what happened was at that time, just to be honest.
Yeah, we love it.
We were over the single adult ministry, and we had 800 single adults. It was in the top 10 fastest growing single adult ministries in America.
Oh, my.
And I really was impressed with me.
Mm.
And by that time, I began to think I was pretty smart. And one day, and I mean, really, the Lord needed to fix that in my life, and I began to judge him in the way that he treated people. I decided that I didn't like the way he treated people. And one day, we were riding in the car together, and he leaned over to me, and he said, "Don't you ever think about starting your own church, because you're not as smart as you think you are, and you don't have it in you. You'll never thrive unless you're under somebody like me." And I became more offended. Well, guess what? In the middle of my offense is when I thought I heard God say, "Start your church and prove a point." But you know, when you're offended, you're probably not going to hear accurately.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I convinced myself that God told me to rebel against him. And Denise and I left that church, started another church, which we now call the Ishmael Church, because God never called us to start it.
Yeah.
It was a very expensive 2-year lesson. Mm. But we learned a lot from it. And later on in life, Dr. Bennett became one of our best friends, and we supported him until he went to heaven.
Mm.
So God restored
it all. It's all in the book, everybody. Let me tell you, these stories are in the book. They're going to blow your mind, and it's incredible.
Yeah. I think everybody, and I'm sure you write in the book how God called you to Moscow.
Oh, yeah. That's the best part of the book.
It's excellent.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's the best part of the book.
Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I was invited to go on a mission trip. And I really didn't like missionaries.
Sorry, Rick. The way you just said that, seriously.
I'm just being honest. I really didn't have the greatest affinity for mission work. And so I was invited to go on this mission trip. And I thought, why would I want to go on a mission trip? God's blessing our ministry in America.
Yeah.
Back in those days, we were doing 400 meetings a year. Well, there's only 365 days. Yeah, so, I mean, we were like moving, busy all the time. But I got conned into a mission trip to the Soviet Union, and it was still the Soviet Union. Mm-hmm. I was so mad when I got on that airplane, but I said yes. I was so mad that I said yes, but if I say yes, I'm going to do what I say.
Me too. I agree.
So we got to the Soviet Union, to the first above-ground Bible school in the history of the Soviet Union. And I take my Bible, and I open my Bible, look out in that crowd of about 220 students, the first to be trained for 70 years.
Hmm. Think about it.
And when I looked at my Bible and looked at the crowd, I heard the Holy Spirit say, "Welcome to your new home." I could have fallen out right on the floor because I knew the Holy Spirit spoke to me.
Yeah.
And that's the way we were called to the Soviet Union. Mm-hmm. And we ended up on television.
Wow.
And, you know, guys, back in those days, you remember what it was like when you first went on TV.
Oh, my.
But imagine if you're broadcasting in the Soviet Union. Nobody has ever broadcast in the Soviet Union.
Incredible.
So, number one, God was the illegal subject.
Right.
Now somebody's on television talking about God. Number two, Americans at that time were the enemy of the state. What in the world is an American doing on television? And just the enigma of an America talking about God, people begin to tune in by the millions. Mm. And the first 10 months we were on television, Jim, we got 800,000 letters. 800,000.
Wow.
Now, that is a lot of mail. We didn't even have a computer. There were no computers.
In real mail, as millions were watching.
Tons and tons and tons of mail.
That's unbelievable.
That's a lot of mail.
Mm-hmm. That's supernatural. And you write that in the book.
It's in the book, yeah. Mm-hmm. We used to have mail parties. We'd have 48-hour mail parties where we would just serve pizza and just answer mail for 48 hours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Our sons used to put all the mail together and dive into it.
Oh, I love
that's
it.
Funny.
Oh, my. This book is so amazing. Mm. I want people to get it because there's power in the obedience, and that you keep obeying.
That's our testimony. It's all about obedience.
You made mistakes once in a while, and you write about them, but you go on. You repent, and God heals it. And today, you're impacting the world like no one else that I know of. I mean, it's just amazing what you're doing.
Well, thank you, Brother Jim. Many people are doing good work. We're just doing ours.
So tell me more about obedience in closing. We're really out of time. But how obedience overall got you to where you are today?
Well, I want to say one thing that we've learned about obedience. God has asked us to do a lot of things, and they're all expensive.
Yeah.
And never once did Jesus look in our bank account to see if we had the money to do it, because we never did.
Right.
But we have learned that obedience, and this really is a master lesson for me, obedience works like a magnet. And if you will get an obedience, your obedience will attract to you everything you need to do the assignment.
Right.
God's just looking for somebody to say yes.
That's right.
And your yes is magnetic. It brings you partners. It brings you funds. It brings you people to help you do the job. And that really has been my biggest lesson about obedience. We don't need money. We just need to be obedient.
That's it.
Because that will bring everything we need.
It takes you millions of dollars.
It does. Millions.
People who watch TV don't understand. You have a budget today probably that would shock everybody if we knew what it was.
It's pretty shocking. But you know what? I just choose not to think about it too deeply.
Yeah.
Because that can put you in fear. You just do what you do and trust God every day.
But it's obedience.
What you have.
Obedience.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Obedience.
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 Obedience. Like when the Lord told me to buy this TV network a year ago.
Right.
But you know what? When God has proven himself faithful, it gets easier to say yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Because you know that God's going to be
because
faithful.
Because Denise has a saying. You have a saying that I read at the end of the book that God's track record?
God's track record is amazing. You know, Rick said he doesn't look at your bank account to say that you are able to do it. Your money, bank account. He doesn't look at your emotional bank account either to see if you haven't been through this or you didn't get this or you didn't receive this or somebody did this to you. Mm-hmm. He looks at what's inside of you that's greater than all that's happened to you. And if we just agree, that word yes, if we just agree with what's inside of us, we're going to go through those things. Yes. We're going to step over those things. We're going to forgive whoever we had to forgive. Yes. We're going to believe the impossible and keep moving forward. And it's all that step of obedience, but in every area.
Look at this panel. It is unlikely that Tammy Sue is doing what she's doing.
That's right.
It's unlikely that Mondo is here.
Absolutely.
Or me and Denise. Or you, Lori. Mm-hmm. It's very unlikely.
Sue, totally I just want to ask you quickly.
It's all unlikely.
It is. Sue, you went to Russia.
I did.
What do you think of Russia?
I love Russia. I absolutely love it.
You
I
love
the
people?
I had the opportunity to go on a missions trip that I was, you know, you don't never know about mission trips, as you were talking about. But I was had the opportunity, the honor to go to Russia about 22 years ago. And I was there for about 15 days, and we were in Samara, in a really tough area, and it really changed my life.
Samara, I wish you could go visit Rick and Denise.
His name was Kubishev.
Yes.
That was a very communist town.
Mm-hmm.
Been there many times.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it changed your life.
Yeah, it did.
You would be amazed if you saw Russia today, because under President Putin, the country
she's
has just
go
thrived.
Back.
It is magnificent what's happening.
I'm going to send her to you guys. To
well,
visit.
We would be happy to have her.
She could do live television from Russia, right? Wouldn't that be fun?
Yes.
That would be great. Well, our time's totally gone for today. I'm so thrilled to have you guys.
There's no way we can even cover this book. No. I mean, there's just you just have to.
Well, this is your book.
Yeah.
And this is one of the great books of all time. Yeah. So this is going to be something you're going to treasure. Mm-hmm. It's something to give for Christmas. Order the three. Put the three on the screen. I want everybody that's possible to order the three. And this is part of what I'm calling our SOS, Save Our Stations. Help us today. You know, we have times. The enemy came for us. I mean, he took millions of dollars from us last year. And we didn't know how we were going to make it. And and sued us, and the state sued us, and everything. And it was like, what are we going to do? And when you have millions of dollars taken out of your banks and taken out of your income and all, it was just impossible, but God is keeping us going. And so,
amen.
But right now we're at that point where we've got to catch up. Mm-hmm. The satellite network that's going out, our reach network, the Voice of the Prophets is going out all over the land.
Absolutely.
And I want that to stay on the air. And I want Rick and Denise to be able to stay on the air twice a day. That's worth keeping this network going, just to have their program going into the homes of America. That is amazing. But order three books today as a gift to the ministry, but it'll be a gift like no other gift. In fact, when they get the book, it'll probably have the retail price on the back so your people know what you paid for it. But you can give it as a Christmas present to people. And it is a great Christmas present. It'll wrap up, be heavy. It's just impressive all the way around. I like impressive books, and this is an impressive book. And you need to have this at least one big book in your library. We need you to call right now. We only have a minute left. I want you to call and order your food, because we only have 1,000 buckets a month. And this is 30-year shelf life food.
Right.
This is something that you're going to need in the days to come. Mm-hmm. And I feel urged. It's unbelievable. We hadn't been able for several years to even get the food. Mm-hmm. And now we're back on track getting the food. And we can get 1,000 buckets a month. And so if you want to get in on this order, call today and order for $215. the wholesale and our retail now, it's $250 a bucket. Right. Mm-hmm. This is still only $215.
Right.
And we pay shipping.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so you can get a 30-year shelf life food. It's a tremendous, tremendous offer.
Well, the thing is this, is Denise and I were talking in the green room privately and talking about how people need to be prepared, first of all, spiritually, to know Jesus personally as their personal Lord and Savior, to let Holy Spirit move, all of that. But then Denise and I said, but Denise, they also need to be prepared physically. And there's just some practical things in life we can do like that, and the water bottles, you know, filtration systems and all that. And we were in agreement together that, you know, you do to make sure, you know, even if you do know Jesus already as your personal Lord and Savior, which most of you do that are watching, then you've got to stay strong in Him. We were just talking about that, and we prayed about that together today for you. We're praying for you to stay strong in the Lord through these dark days that this country's walking through. And it's probably going to get a little darker. Probably going to. It's just we have to be the light of the world.
Amen.
We are the light carriers. And the darker it gets, the lighter it shines.
That's
and,
right.
You know, when you first went to the Soviet Union, it was dark.
It was very
dark.
And
you were a bright, shining light, you two. And that's why you had all that mail come in. That's why, because they saw something they'd never seen before. And this country's now there. This country, our country, the United States of America. Mm-hmm. Here we are. It's dark. It's going to get darker. But we can be that bright light. But you've got to stay strong and steady and steadfast. And don't let, you know, the winds of things just all, don't be, just stay strong and steady. Keep growing in the Lord. One of the ways you grow, I grow a lot listening to you, Rick. Mm. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Jim does too. And I'm constantly like, gosh, look what Rick just taught us, you know, as I watch your broadcast.
Thank you.
And as I read your books, because it's constant teaching and learning, and that's how you grow in your faith until the day you go home to be with the Lord.
Amen. Our time's totally gone today, and I really wish I had more time, but we'll have you back again. And we just love having you on the show.
Thank
and
you.
I want everybody
in person.
To watch you,
thank
yes.
you.
On our network. Every single day, twice a day. Remember that God loves you so very, very much. Jesus is coming back. Let's be ready. Call me right now, 1-888-988-1588. Order the books, order your food, but do it now before it's too late. Bye-bye for today. God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We love you. Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Denise. You're the best.
Thank you.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. Thank you.